to Wisconsin basketball as the Badgers have their final non-conference game of the season. They go in 8-3 overall, 1-0 of course in Big Ten play, having knocked off Michigan State in East Lansing earlier this month against the independent program, the Chicago State Cougars, 7-9, but winners of four straight. Before we get started, let's pause 10 seconds for station identification, 10 for an ID. This is Badger basketball from Learfield.
WFHR, Wisconsin Rapids, 1320 AM and W248 DE, broadcasting at 97.5 FM.
Well, Charlie, a game of intrigue here with Chicago State, a team that's got to be very confident coming in here. We've talked about them here over the last hour. I'm really eager to see these guys up close because you mentioned it. You looked back at that game against Northwestern. It wasn't a fluke. I mean, it wasn't, you know, obviously Wesley Cardet had a big, big night. He's been on a roll, but they look legit, don't they?
They really do. They can get downhill quick. That's what I think is going to catch everybody off guard, is they're going to think that maybe the way they their body position, they're not as strong looking, but watch out. That speed, that agility is really what I think stifled Northwestern, and they're going to bring that same noise. When you're able to go into a Big Ten arena and win, that gives you ultimate confidence to do it again. So watch out for a really strong performance by Chicago State.
As for the Badgers, before we tip the game off, we spoke with Greg Gard. You heard that interview a little while ago. The coaches, all the players at the shooting shirts honoring the memory of Walt McGrory, who passed away last weekend after more than a two-year battle with a rare form of cancer. Just 24 years old, Charlie, and you know, a number of the members of the program are up in Minnesota for the funeral today. Obviously, a lot of heavy hearts. Guys like Tyler Wall, Stephen Crowell, Carter Gilmore were teammates of Walt's. It's unfair, you know, just 24 years old, but maybe basketball here tonight can provide these guys with a little bit of therapy and just play a game that they love in honor of Walt, who played the game that he loved in a Wisconsin uniform as well.
That's what's amazing about sport. It resets everything, right? It's your area of comfort. So I think tonight that's something they can keep in their hearts, that Walt would want them to play all out for him and not be sad for that moment. And, you know, as a parent, thinking about your child at that age to have to go through those battles, you know, it's unbelievable. But I think what they've done to show support and what they think about him as a human being, like, he was an amazing kid.
Yep, part of that Big Ten championship season of 2020. You know, Coach Gard and I were talking about, there are a couple games that Walt, he stepped up for this team.
Yeah,
you know,
absolutely.
The minutes were limited. Everybody wants to play a little bit more, but there were a couple of games where, were it not for Walt McGrory stepping up, Badgers would have been in a lot of trouble. And then so many other things he brought that that don't show up in statistics, but they are honoring his memory tonight, and that will continue moving forward. As the Badgers break their huddle, they're in the home whites. Again, the player designed the unis here, a little cardinal and gray trim to go with the white unis. And from the south side of Chicago, the Chicago State Cougars with the traveling dark green unis and the lighter green and red trim as we're about set to go. Tariq Lucas, DJ Karstensen, and King Whetstone are your officials here for tonight's matchup. 6'7 is as tall as they're listed in the active roster for Chicago State. And we'll see if Wisconsin, as Charlie said, get it in the paint, do damage there. It's served Wisconsin well here so far this season. See if they can continue that tonight. Toss and tap will belong to the Badgers, and Wisconsin will move to our left, and we are underway here in Madison. Chicago State begins man-to-man. It will likely mix up the defenses. Hepburn tries to go inside to Crowell. It's batted back to Chucky on his knees, is able to release it to A.J. Storr. Throws to Hepburn in the left corner. Chucky off the wing, out to Storr up top with a shot fake, steps to the line, hanging jumper, missed it short, and a whistle inside and a foul call. This will go against Chicago State here in the opening seconds of the game.
Yeah, just right there, Jayshon Corbett got out of position, is the best way to say it. Tyler Wall did a nice job of routing him out, and he had to grab him so he didn't get that rebound.
Chucky Hepburn, baseline right, will inbound to Tyler Wall. Brent Davis defending Wall along the right sideline, and he knocked it away, but out of bounds it goes. He's active hands. They get 10 steals per game on average. Now, Chicago State can be turnover prone as well, but they'll force their share.
You can tell that was a rhythm and something they talked about to come out in this game. It's come hot, a lot of hands, a lot of energy, and they are really bringing that noise right now.
Chucky Hepburn at the top, goes at the Tyler Wall, dribbles off the left wing in the lane, goes up, no good, but a foul, and Wall will go to the free throw line as the Badgers have drawn a couple of fouls here in the first 40 seconds. Brent Davis picks it up. That'll be his first.
If you're picking up a pump fake from Tyler Wall from 18 feet, you probably didn't watch game film.
That or you were just so amped up, right?
Or really antsy. Yeah.
Yeah. Now, Tyler Wall is getting that free throw percentage on an upswing here in recent games. He will shoot two here, and the first is on the way, and it's straight through. He's now 17 out of his last 20, covering the last half dozen games. First point of the night belongs to Tyler Wall.
And good job by Wisconsin to hold true, move the ball, make them run. That's going to tire them out as they keep going, but you got to watch out for those passing lanes.
Second free throw rattles out, no good, and Cameron Jernigan got the rebound, and moving to our right, Wesley Cardet and the Chicago State Cougars. Cardet against Max Klesman. Out between the circles, Jernigan the screen. Cardet now, he's defended by Wall on a switch. A throw to Corbett, steps back right corner, feeds Cardet down the lane, scoops it up left hand. Glass and rim, no good. Chucky Hepburn the rebound for Wisconsin.
Really nice job by Crowell to eat up the middle of the paint and stay straight up and down.
And Hepburn starts to attack, and he gets fouled by Noble Crawford. And very early in this game, three fouls assessed to Chicago State. A minute 11 gone by.
I like aggressive, but you just got to watch your hands. They're going to call that all night.
Chucky Hepburn, baseline right, inbounds to Klesman, trying to trap him. Squeezes a pass into Storr in the lane, up right hand, good. A.J. Storr getting deep into the paint, 3-0 Wisconsin.
Something that A.J. has advanced his game. Instead of standing out on that wing, he's cutting to the hole. Great opportunity for him.
Corbett throwing to Davis, left sideline against Chucky Hepburn. Now Cardet matched up with Max Klesman. Wesley Cardet, high screen Jernigan. Cardet right lane line and runs it up, missed it, but a foul as Max Klesman got a little bit tied up, and Max is a bit shaken up there. That'll be his first foul.
Looks like he may have taken
where you don't want to take
sensitive area.
Yes.
Yeah, very sensitive.
That hit, the last place you want to get hit.
With a team like this, especially with the downhill play that they're going to make down the lane line, because they get about 80% of their shots within about 12 feet, you got to pinch the lanes. And they're not doing that right now for the Wisconsin Badgers. So that's probably got to be a quick adjustment.
Klesman's going to come out. This coming in is John Blackwell as Wesley Cardet hits the first free throw. He averages better than 6 attempts per game. Cardet does a lot of things well, and getting to the free throw line is one of them. Second attempt is on the way, and it's good. 3-2 Wisconsin. Just getting started here in Madison. A little three-quarter pressure from Chicago State. Surveying it as Hepburn throws to Tyler Wall. He'll attack it, feeds Sprout down the lane. A whistle and a blocking foul is called. There's already 4 team fouls on Chicago State. I think that was Jernigan, and it is on Cameron Jernigan, his first and the team's fourth, and we're not even 2 minutes into the game. Hepburn, baseline right, will inbound for Wisconsin, throws it out to A.J. Storr. Storr gets a high screen from Crowell, flips it to Blackwell, outside right. Blackwell tossed it back to Hepburn. Chucky at the midcourt logo, Noble Crawford is defending. Hepburn on the dribble, bobs off a Crowell screen, shot clock at 5. Storr lets it fly, left of the circle, nailed it. A.J. Storr with 5 early points, 6-2 Wisconsin.
Well, anytime you're going to close out with your hands down against Storr, he's going to pull the trigger.
A.J. trying to get that 3-point stroke going. He was 40% last year at St. John's, 28% coming into this game. Noble Crawford with the ball outside left. Use it for Corbett, left wing, gets it to Wesley Cardet near the center circle, 7 on the shot clock. Cardet against Blackwell, right of the lane, pushed it up, off the glass and rim, no good. Steven Crowther rebound, taken away by Jernigan, throws it up, missed, but he was fouled. And Cameron Jernigan with the aggressiveness and the active hands, able to draw the contact, and it's on Blackwell, that'll be his first.
I love that matchup, Cordette and Blackwell. That's going to be a battle all night.
Yeah, it really is. Cameron Jernigan, junior out of Gary, Indiana. Stood out in junior college before moving over to the south side of Chicago as Jernigan hits the first free throw. limited attempts for the 6'7", 220-pounder. He is 7 of 2. Shot clock at 10. Blackwell feeds Tyler Wall on the reverse layup going right to left. It's good. Wall with 3, 8-4, Wisconsin, 3:05 gone by.
Wisconsin did a really nice job with all their ball fakes in that possession and just gave Tyler the ability to get right on the baseline side with his patented reverse move.
Brent Davis against Blackwell. Now Corbett versus Wall. Corbett the drive, right lane line, pushed it up, missed, but he was fouled by Wall. And this is what they do, the Chicago State Cougars team. They will put it on the deck and drive it.
Yeah, you have to rotate the defender back to your help. And that's with Wisconsin, with a team that goes downhill. If someone's, in this example, going down the lane line, you got to turn them back to your defenders every single time. If not, he's going to get right to the rim. And we're going to be seeing a lot of free throw contests tonight.
Deshaun Corbett averages 13 points a game. The left-hander is good with the first free throw. He's a 72% foul shooter. DeShondre Cole now ready to check in for the Cougars. He is in for Noble Crawford. Cole is a 6'5 sophomore from Toronto. Late start to his season. This is his fourth game appearance of the year. This is game number 17 for Chicago State. Second free throw, back rim and out, no good. Blackwell the rebound for Wisconsin. 8-5 the Badgers, about 3.5 minutes gone by. Blackwell to the front court, throwing to Tyler Wall. Tyler puts it on the deck, kicked it out to Blackwell, high on the right. Give it up to Storr, looped it inside. Crowd catches, and he got bumped by Gene Charles. Deshaun Gene Charles, that'll be his first and already 5 team fouls on Chicago State. We might be here a while tonight, folks.
I love aggressive, but we got to be a little smart. When you get five in with just 5 minutes gone, you're going to start seeing a lot of free throws from Wisconsin.
Hepburn, baseline right, throws it into Blackwell. They're trying to pin him on the sideline and unable to do so as Wesley Cardet got a little too tight on him. That's his first in team foul number 6.
They did a good job pinching, but you got to use that sideline as another defender, and he just let him out.
Bailout foul there as Crow hands off the Wall, throws to Hepburn. Chucky at the top. Hepburn against Cole, driving, kicking, left corner Blackwell, snaps off a 3, off the rim, no good. Rebound, Wall tried to back tap it, but it goes out of bounds and belong to Chicago State.
Yeah, I like that move from Wall, just, you know, being aggressive on the rebounds, but he knew he didn't have it, and he was trying to get it back out to his guys.
Not quite 4 minutes into the game, 8-5 Wisconsin. And now Gerald Gillian will sub again. A.J. Neal, 6'2 sophomore out of Orlando, will come in. Brent Davis will sit down.
And these are how these contests go. When somebody's got a little bit of energy, a little bit of confidence coming off of a game like Northwestern, they're coming with a lot of steam. So Wisconsin's doing a really good job holding true.
With the ball is Gene Charles at the top. He'll hand off to Cardet. Cardet picked up by Storr. Cardet left of the lane, hanging 10-footer. Missed it short. Rebound fought for. Hepburn dives to the floor. Same deal for Tyler Wall. Blackwell trying to dig it out of there as well, and he does. Outlet to Storr with Cole back. Here comes A.J. down the lane. Pushed it up. Missed badly to the left. It comes down to Wesley Cardet. Cardet on the push to the front court. Little crossover, kicked it to Neal, refeeds Cardet off the right wing, loops it inside, knocked away Blackwell, just tapped it to Steven Crow. What a defensive play by the freshman.
What a recovery. He was all the way out on the wing to be able to slide down to the lane like that and get his hands on it. Unbelievable.
Tyler Wall backing right block, turns up left hand, rolls off the left side iron, no good. Deshaun Gene Charles the rebound. 15-10 left of the first half, 8-5, Wisconsin leads Chicago State. And Cardet to the front court will set the floor for the Chicago State Cougars. Operates against Hepburn, got around him, and then Chucky trying to flick it away, made some contact, and Hepburn is called for the foul as we'll have our first media timeout of the night. Tonight's game is brought to you in part by Alliant Energy. Visit AlliantEnergy.com to see how Alliant Energy invests in solutions for clean, reliable energy now and in the future. And the All of Us Research Program in Wisconsin aims to speed up medical research by asking Wisconsinites to share health information. information. Learn more at allofus.wisc.edu. 15:01 left of the first half, Wisconsin 8, Chicago State 5. This is Badger Basketball from Learfield.
Menards is celebrating Ryan Blaney's NASCAR championship with 12% off everything till Christmas. Rain-X Weather Armor Wiper Blades feature an industrial-grade synthetic rubber squeegee that provides around-the-clock resistance to harsh elements. They're designed to provide a streak-free wipe every time. Pick up Rain-X Weather Armor Wiper Blades for $14.99 each after 12% off. Hurry in before Christmas Day. Savings are mail-in rebate. Some exclusions apply. Sorry, no price adjustments. See store for details.
Did you know December 25th isn't just Christmas? It's also National Pumpkin Pie Day. This delicious dessert originated in the U.S. in the 1800s and really grew in popularity when it became a part of Thanksgiving, though the official day to celebrate pumpkin pie is still December 25th. Sounds like a delicious reason to enjoy it. Don't forget to add some ice cream or whipped cream for an extra special treat. I'm Terry Barr, and from all of us with the Civic Media Radio Network, happy holidays!
Dive into the festive spirit with Quality Foods Holiday Seafood Sale, where ocean and holiday delights meet. Elevate your holiday feast with the finest seafood. Succulent shrimp starting at $8.49 a pound. Lobster tails starting at $6.99 each. And don't forget the decadent king crab legs. Quality Foods Seafood Sale has it all. Don't miss out on these treasures from the ocean and celebrate with a bounty from the sea. Drop by the Quality Foods locations of Wisconsin Rapids to reel in the savings. More details at qualityfoodswisrapids.com.
The Devil's Advocates Radio Show.
Dane County Executive Joe Parisi. Joe, let me ask you. You've made a little news. You have declared what in regard to the Twitter, now known as the X, and the Dane County municipal accounts. Joe, have you banned Twitter?
Well, we're no longer going to be using Twitter, I think is probably the...
Is that the same as banning Twitter, sir?
The Devil's Advocates Radio Show. Weekday afternoons from 4 till 6 on your local Civic Media radio station and on the app.
Citgo top-tier tri-clean gasoline helps your engine run smoother and cleaner along the way. When you start with Citgo, you're good to go. 15:01 left in the half, 8-5 Wisconsin. Go ahead.
Wisconsin is limiting the looks, which is exactly what they needed to do. They cannot let them get right to the rim, and I like that start for them. And again, they're dominating the paint. 4-0 in the paint.
Cardet trying to drive to the cup, but misfires. Max Klusman clears the rebound. All 5 points at the foul line for the Cougars. 8-5 Wisconsin. Carter Gilmore on the floor for Wisconsin. Nolan Winter as well. Blackwell driving off the right wing, and he is called for the offensive foul. As taking the hit was Kendrick Green, 6-foot junior out of Georgia, coming in and taking one for the squad. And that's a foul against Wisconsin on Blackwell. He'll come out. A.J. Storr is in, as John Blackwell has picked up 2 early fouls. So we're talking about the 6 fouls that Chicago State has racked up. Blackwell has 2 of his own. Gene Charles at the top, hands off to Cardet. Cardet against Carter Gilmore right now. Left-hand pass to Corbett. He'll hoist up a 3. Missed it from left of the circle, and it will go out of bounds to Wisconsin. 8-5 the Badgers, 14-20 left in the half.
I will take that percentage shot every time. Good job at Wisconsin to stay down and a lot of help side defense to pinch the middle to force that kind of shot.
The Cougars shooting just 29% from the three-point line coming into the game. So let's set the 5 on the floor for Wisconsin. Hepburn along with Storr, Klesman, Winter, and Gilmore. Badgers up the floor, moving to our left. Klesman with a bounce pass to Hepburn between the arcs. Noble Crawford defending Chucky. He will send it to Carter Gilmore, and he got fouled. In the cylinder was Kendrick Green trying to draw the offensive foul. And he got up too tight. That's 2 on him. Or check that his first, but the team's 7th, and Carter Gilmore goes to the line for a 1-1 with 14 minutes and 8 seconds left in the first half.
You know, actually, that was a really smart basketball play. You already know that they're in foul trouble. They're being aggressive. Be aggressive right back, and you're probably going to receive that.
Gilly hits the front end of the 1-1. Wisconsin at home, we talked about in the pregame show, is averaging 27 foul shots per game. Second free throw is good. At this pace, they might have 27 in the first half. 10-5 Wisconsin, 14:05 left in the first half. Badgers 3 out of 4 at the line here in the early going. Kendrick Green outside left against Hepburn. Throwing to Deshaun Jean Charles. A handoff to Cardet. He'll snap off a 3 straight away. Back iron no good. Nolan Winter trying to run it down. Poked away from behind by Crawford. Out of bounds to Wisconsin.
Still, Wisconsin's doing a really good job rotating no field goals for Chicago State. That's pretty impressive with a team that just moves the way they do.
Yeah, Cardet 0 for 5. The Cougars are 0 for 6. Cardet coming out. Connor Asijan will check in for Wisconsin for Chucky Hepburn. You can tell that, notice this the last game, Connor is a fan favorite and trying to earn the minutes back, right?
Yeah, you have to. You got to get yourself in there. You got to play hard, whether it's 1 minute or it's 8 minutes, all-out effort.
And a little three-quarter pressure. The Badgers break it. A.J. Store pounds a dribble. High screen, Nolan Winter. Crawford picks up Store, who will pass to Gilmore. Feeds a Asijan. Connor with a throw to Nolan Winter. Gives off to Klesman between the arcs. Now Gilmore on the right wing. 8 to shoot. Carter stops right elbow. Feeds Store left of the circle. 5 to shoot. A.J. down the lane. Pushed it up and in and one. A.J. Store, ever the athlete, takes it down the alley for the and one.
Boy, he knows how to slide right through the lane, doesn't he?
Really does. So pretty. And he draws the foul on Cameron Jernigan. That's his second.
And to keep the position to protect the ball as he's kind of fading away a little bit right there. Really nice job with his positioning.
He can be so silky smooth, right?
It's insane to take that kind of bump and then let it, like, just feather, light and feathery right off his fingers.
12-5 Wisconsin, 13-24 left in the half. Store with 7 points, trying to make it 8, and he does. And now Stephen Crow and Tyler Wall will check back in. Gilmore and Winter sit down. 8-point lead for the Badgers. And Chicago State, all of its points, all 5 of them coming at the free throw line. It is 0 for 6 from the floor. Leslie Cardet getting a little, it's back into the lineup after exiting very briefly. Here's Kendrick Green. He turned the corner off the right wing, feeds Cardet, who stepped on the left sideline. Turnover, Chicago State.
Really good job. Again, I can't keep emphasizing this. Wisconsin's doing a really nice job rotating, and it's making them take shots they're not used to having.
2-2-1, three-quarter look continues. Klesman throws across half court for Crow, feeds Tyler Wall on the attack to the rim, layup good. That's how you attack it. 15-5 Wisconsin with 13 minutes left in the first half.
Oh, nobody rotated for Chicago State on that press.
Here's Kendrick Green, left sideline of the front court, dribbles off the left wing in the lane, tried to leave it inside, knocked away from behind. He was trying to get it to Corbett, but the Badgers collapsing inside, knock it out of bounds.
Really nice job by Connor to stay down, stay in front of him. That's really what he's had to be work on to stay in the lineup.
Brent Davis inbounds to Cardet. Cardet against Klesman in the lane, pull up 13-footer, rattles out, no good. Rebound, Tyler Wall. Wall to the front court for Wisconsin. Kills the dribble, throws to Asijan. He'll flip to Store on the left wing. A.J. steps back, thought about it, scoops at the Crow at the top, rotates Asijan high on the right, bounce pass Wall. Tyler right of the lane, Cardet defending, and Cardet is fouling. And that's 2 on Wesley Cardet. And Tyler Wall will step to the free throw line. The Badgers up 10, 12-26 left in the first half.
You got to know when to be aggressive. And right now, Chicago State's just being aggressive the entire time, no matter where the ball's at. And that's just going to wear the whole bench out. I mean, they're going to foul out multiple guys if they don't slow down a little bit.
Cardet will sit down with the 2 fouls. Now, Gerald Gillian, look at some of the advanced numbers. He is much more likely to play guys with 2 fouls in the first half than Greg Gard. See how long Cardet stays on the bench as Wall missed the front end of the 1-1. So the lead stays at 15-5 for Wisconsin. Kendrick Green outside left. Asijan defends. A throw to Noble Crawford. He's with Store. A flip to Davis. Brent Davis against Klesman. He's to Chandre Cole. A handoff to Green off the left wing. He'll fire into the paint from 12 feet away. No good. Crow the rebound. Chicago State still has yet to make a bucket. 12 minutes left in the half. 15-5 Wisconsin. Klesman top of the circle. Bounce pass to Crow. Posting on the small to Green. Inside feed. Store catches low on the right. Up. Yes. Count it. Had a foul. Another and one coming up for A.J. Store.
His ability to finish with bumps and moves. I just love his ability to do that.
And the foul assessed to Chandre Cole as we have the under 12 media timeout. Calling all Badger fans, American Family Insurance wants you and one friend to experience a Badger basketball game like VIPs. Enter the Badger Dream Game Day sweepstakes today at amfam.com/badgers. No purchase necessary. American Family Mutual Insurance Company, SI, and its operating companies, 6000 American Parkway, Madison, Wisconsin. 11:51 left of the first half. Wisconsin 17, Chicago State 5. This is Badger basketball from Learfield.
Monday, you're already late for work. You scramble, putting on pants while brushing your teeth in the dark. And you're starving, starving. But the only thing in the fridge, Friday night's leftovers. Oof. A three-day-old curry beef burrito for breakfast? Big gamble. Ho-Chunk Gaming Wisconsin Dells? Better odds. We're your can't-miss hotspot for big-time casino fun. Ho-Chunk Gaming Wisconsin Dells. Your odds are better here.
This basketball season, let LRS be your MVP in the waste diversion and recycling industry. There won't be any turnovers when it comes to the services that LRS provides its valued customers, especially with services such as waste and recycling collection for businesses, roll-off dumpster rentals, and portable restrooms that are perfect for any construction, renovation, or outdoor event. See the LRS difference by choosing the team with over 2,000 dedicated employees that puts trust and reliability first. LRS, Wisconsin's local waste and recycling leader.
We believe in education. We believe in public schools. At WEA Member Benefits, we believe in helping Wisconsin public school employees and their families achieve their financial goals by providing personal insurance, retirement and investment, and financial planning programs that are designed specifically for the education community. WEABenefits.com.
With more than 1,300 slot machines and a 95% average payout, Ho-Chunk Gaming is your hometown big win. Make your next night out a winning one at Ho-Chunk Gaming, Madison. Wisconsin basketball also brought to you by Cleary Building Corp. Re-protect what you value. Visit clearybuilding.com to see the Cleary difference. 17-5, Wisconsin leads Chicago State with 11:51 left in the first half. They are D'ing up a little bit, aren't they, Charlie?
They really are. The key to the game was being slow. Manage the flow. Control the game. That is exactly what Wisconsin's doing, and what that's doing then is frustrating them on one end, and then they're giving up buckets and over fouling on the defensive end. And so Wisconsin's kind of just, I think, in their head.
10 paint points for the Badgers out of the 17 they have. Chicago State 0 of 8 from the field, 5 of 6 from the free throw line. AJ Storr out there trying to finish the and one. Storr with 10 points already. He had 13 in their last game against Jacksonville State 8 days ago. Free throw in the air for Storr is good. Bouncing off the rim, the glass, and then through. 18-5, Wisconsin. Storr has just been as close to automatic as it gets at the free throw line so far this season. Gene Charles throwing to Corbett, top of the circle. He's with Crowell, a handoff to Gene Charles, left side, and a whistle, and going out of bounds and then not establishing back in was Wesley Cardet, and another turnover for Chicago State.
It is really fun to watch Wisconsin's defense. You know, something that they did really well in the first few games, Michigan State, Marquette, but man, they are really turning it up tonight.
Here's Wall to the front court for Wisconsin, throwing to Storr, high on the right. Storr with a toss for Wall, sends to Hepburn. Chucky at the top of the circle against Cardet, and a whistle off the ball, foul called. This goes against the Cougars. And I think of Deshaun Jean Charles. That'll be his second. We mentioned Cardet with the two fouls. Came out a couple of minutes ago, but he's right back on the floor for the Cougars as Stephen Crowell steps to the foul line.
They just don't have the bodies to take a foul.
No,
not at all.
First free throw for Stevie is good. 66% free throw shooter at 19-9 against Jacks State. We could go yesterday. Second free throw for Crowell is good. So they get 20-5 Wisconsin with 11:22 left in the first half. Badgers 7 out of 9 at the free throw line. Cardet on the left wing. Cardet throws to Noble Crawford. He'll try a three, and that's deflected by Wallace. Seguin trying to save. It is tipped. It is loose, and Storr is there to gather.
Those are the kind of hustle plays that are going to get him some playing time.
Yeah, absolutely. Well done from Connor with the ball is Crow on the right wing, throwing to Tyler Wall. Wall sends it right side to Seguin. Thought about it. Gets it into a tough pass for Crow, trying to dig it out of there. He goes to the floor. We have a tie-up. Arrow Chicago State.
That's a really tough pass for a guy that's 7 feet tall to go down and dig that ball out, especially when a guy that's behind him is only 6'5".
Mm-hmm.
A direct pass has got to be the pass.
10:49 left in the half. 20-5, Wisconsin leading Chicago State. Wesley Cardet takes it to the front court. Scoops it to Deshaun Jean Charles, matched up with Hepburn, throwing to Corbett, top of the circle. Corbett, the lefty, will try the three, missed it short. Rebound, Noble Crawford, second chance for the Cougars. Crawford drives on a Seguin, right lane line, hanging up, no. Rebound tipped out of bounds. It'll belong to Wisconsin. And the Cougars still without a field goal, now 0-11.
Wisconsin's just got them all confused. Every single shot, I would say, has just been out of their norm. Jump shots that are not normal. They're not taking in rhythm. When they are getting a jump shot, it's not in rhythm. So it's just it's a test to what Wisconsin's doing on defense.
Here's a Seguin trying a three left corner. Bangs off the right side iron. No good. Wesley Cardet the rebound up the middle of the front court to the line. Runs it out. Left side three on the way is good for Noble Crawford. The first bucket of the night for the Cougars.
That was the first possession in a rhythm.
It was. 20-8 Wisconsin. Storr breaks the pressure across the misdirect. Down the lane. Tried to hammer it left hand and missed the dunk attempt. It comes down to Noble Crawford. The other way is Cardet to the line. Down the lane, runs it up right hand. Missed it. Corbett the rebound low on the left. Throws it up and in. So they get 20-10 Wisconsin with 9:40 left in the first half.
Well, Wisconsin cannot get in the up and down game. And then the last two possessions, that's exactly what they did.
Tyler Wall, right elbow, throwing at the Storr, right wing, off the wing. Storr swoops to the rim, layup is good. He just finds the opening.
But it's not just how smooth he is on the finish, it's how quick he gets off the ground, and I think that's what catches everybody off guard.
22-10 Wisconsin, 9:12 left of the first half. Wesley Cardet against A.J. Storr. Cardet trying to go to work, leaves it to Corbett, right corner three, splashed it. Jason Corbett. And it's 22-13, Wisconsin.
Last two shots that they made in rhythm, Wisconsin's just, they don't look as aggressive on the defensive side.
There's Hepburn on the left wing for the Badgers against Deshaun Corbett. Chucky kills the dribble just inside the three-point line. Throws it out to Storr between the arcs. Storr using a Crow screen, slips it into Crow screen and roll. Easy money layup, good for Stephen Crow. And a timeout taken by Gerald Gillian, the head coach of Chicago State. 30-second timeout taken with the Badgers up by 11.
That's a crucial bucket. They came down, they scored twice in a row. Without that bucket, there starts to be a little bit of a run because it's only an 11-point game right now. So, again, Wisconsin's got to be careful. That door's just open enough that a team like Chicago State could score 5 to 6 points in about a minute.
Yeah, no, they don't panic. You look at that game against Northwestern, they were getting behind late, went on a big run. And then the next game, 3 days later, they go to Valparaiso, and they go on a late flurry in that game and win on the road by a point. So that's a good point you raised there. They're not the kind that they're not going to go into panic mode because things aren't going well for them.
No, and Wisconsin has to keep that in mind. Do what you did in the first 8 minutes of this basketball game. Stay true, help side defense, play the rhythm that you want to play, because if you get up and down, get real tight real quick.
24-13 Wisconsin. Nolan Winter back on the floor for Wisconsin. Here's Cardet against Klesman. Drives the lane, scoops it up left hand, missed it. Rebound, Max Klesman. 8:25 left of the first half. Cardet still has yet to make a shot. He has a couple of free throws. Here's Hepburn going to Carter Gilmore. Rotates to Klesman at the top. Sends it to Storr at the left point. A flip for Klesman. A pass for Winter. Hands it back to Hepburn. Fakes a long three. Chucky with 10 on the shot clock. Hepburn going to work against Cole. Chucky low on the left. Waits for the flyby. Throws it up. Missed it. And the rebound comes down to Wesley Cardet. Cardet on the push through the midcourt logo. Driving right lane line up over Gilmore. Good off the window. He was bound and determined to get it to the cup, and Cardet did just that. 24-15.
Scores are going to score. They're not going to stop him all night. There's just no way.
He had missed his first eight shots, did Cardet. Got the ninth one to drop. Here's Klesman off the right wing. Kicks it to Stewart. Fakes the three. Steps up. Takes the mid-range. Left side. Good. A.J. Stewart makes the lead 11 again. 26-15 Wisconsin. 7:30 left in the half.
About his game is now he's learning there's tempo, right? He's fast when he needs to, slow and smooth when he needs to. And right there, small, really controlled, smooth ball fake, and that jumper looked just as smooth.
15 points now for Storr. Here's Cardet driving in the lane up around Winter, no good. Cole, the rebound low on the right for the putback. Chandre Cole with his first points, 26-17 Wisconsin. 7 minutes left in the first half. Klesman loops it to A.J. Storr on the right side. Throws it back out to Klesman. A toss to Storr. Gets it to Gilmore. Right foul line extended. Now Klesman hooks to Hepburn. Outside left. It goes into Storr. Low on the right. Elevate. Slam dunk. A.J. Storr. Give him 17 points here in this first half.
They mixed it up right there. It was man-to-man, and then they switched to a 1-3-1. Mm-hmm. And I thought they all got caught looking at
they
Chucky
did.
Coming down the lane.
6:30 left in the first half, 28-17 Wisconsin. Brent Davis outside left against Storr. Going to Cardet. He'll come and get it left of the circle. A screen from Cole. Cardet, right lane line, shooting over Winter. Good off the glass. And Chandre Cole is down and hurt. He's going to need some attention here for Chicago State as we have the under eights. Media timeout. Menards is a proud sponsor of Wisconsin Athletics and reminds everyone to save big money on all your home improvement needs at Menards. Cole gets up, limping over to the Chicago State huddle. We'll take a break. 6:19 left of the first half. Wisconsin 28, Chicago State 19. This is Badger basketball from Learfield.
The Jell-O program starring Jack Benny.
The Johnson Wax program with Fibber McGee and Molly.
Craft Music Hall with Bing Crosby and his distinguished guests for this Christmas Eve.
Be our guests for the WFHR tradition of 30 hours of Christmas. Starting at noon on Christmas Eve, enjoy 30 hours of old-time radio, classic Christmas music, and special broadcasts of the Sunshine Polka Show, Seth Faces the Music, and Director's Cut. Exclusively on 97.5 FM and 1320 AM, it's a Merry Christmas from all of us at WFHR, locally grown radio.
It'd be great if life came with a remote control. You know, you could hit pause when you needed to, or hit rewind, like that time you knocked down that wasp's nest.
Uh-oh.
Or that time you forgot to roll up your windows in the car wash.
Fantastic.
Yeah, a remote control would have come in handy then. Well, life doesn't always give you time to change the outcome. But prediabetes does. With early diagnosis and a few healthy changes like managing your weight, getting active, stopping smoking, and eating healthier, you can stop prediabetes before it leads to type 2 diabetes. It's easy to learn your risk. Take the 1-minute test today at doihaveprediabetes.org. Life doesn't come with a remote control.
Yikes!
So you're on your own with the wasps. You have the power to take control of prediabetes. Visit doihaveprediabetes.org today. That's doihaveprediabetes.org. Brought to you by the Ad Council and its prediabetes awareness partners.
I'm meteorologist Mace Michaels. Cloudy and foggy tonight with some drizzle and mist and lows near 40. For tomorrow, mostly cloudy, unseasonably warm with a high near 50. On and off rain for Sunday, record highs in the low 50s. Cloudy, windy, and rainy for Christmas Day, high upper 40s. It's 42 right now.
You're tuned into your home for the Wisconsin Badgers on 97.5 FM and 1320 AM WFHR, locally grown radio. Badger fans, tonight's game is brought to you by the official products of Wisconsin Athletics. Group Up, Lots of Monte Pizza, Old Dutch Chips, and Pepsi. Also brought to you by Rail Transport, offering truck driving jobs, CDL training, and so much more across Wisconsin. Learn more at rail.jobs. 28-19 Wisconsin, 6:19 left of the first half. A little backcourt resistance again. 1-2-2 this time, and the Badgers break it as Hepburn across the midstripe, throwing to Max Klesman against Kendrick Green. Klesman with a bounce pass for Hepburn at the midcourt logo. He'll underhand it to A.J. Storr. A pass for Wall out high. Sends to Klesman at the left point. 10 on the shot clock. Pass for Storr. That's picked off. Noble Crawford all alone sends it in. Two-hand slam dunk off the turnover, and it's 28-21 Wisconsin.
Well, too long a passing lane. Got to shorten those up. They're too athletic and too long.
Score loops it in to Steven Crowell. Left of the lane against Deshaun Corbett. Crowell starts to back. Single coverage. Left block. Pivots. Draws the double. Throws to Hepburn. Chucky goes cross court to Store. Open three. Left side. Off the back iron. No good. Rebound tipped and pulled down by Deshaun Jean Charles. And Chicago State now feeling the momentum coming to its side. Within seven and now on offense. 5:18 left in the half. Kendrick Green up top. High screen to Corbett. Green stops left elbow, pivots, throws to Gene Charles, high on the right, bounce pass to Corbett, baseline right, a jab step, jumper over Crowell, off the rim and out, no good, rebound, A.J. Store for Wisconsin, Store up the right sideline of the front court, A.J. measuring the defense, in the lane, kicks out to Klesman, left corner three, too long, no good, Deshaun Gene Charles the rebound, outlet to Kendrick Green, Chicago State trying to run, Corbett sends it back to Green on the left wing. Is off to Gene Charles, fires a three, it's off the rim, no. Rebound, batted around, picked up by Corbett, trying to move in on Store, and threw it away. Just could not get clean control and tossed it out of bounds.
It was a good idea to try to come back to the middle because there was a weak side guy open, but he just kept getting grinded on by Store. I have to say, watching him the first few games to now, his defensive presence, the ability to stay down and not try to block shots, he's doing a really good job advancing.
Getting better, isn't he?
Yeah.
Here's Tyler Wall throwing to Crowell at the top of the circle. 4.5 minutes left till halftime. 28-21 Wisconsin. Crowell in the wall. Left shoulder turn up right hand. Blocked from behind. It's loose. Wall digging for it. He's on the floor trying to save it, but threw it to Deshaun Corbett. And now it's Kendrick Green. Right sideline of the front court. Feeds Corbett. He'll hoist up a three. Right corner. Missed badly. Rebound Noble Crawford. And Chicago State very active here. The offensive glass.
Really active. But Wisconsin's doing a really nice job. Everybody's rotating.
Here's Crawford in the lane. Kick out to Green. Scoops it left side. Three in the air. Cardet is off the mark. And now here's Chucky Hepburn the other way for Wisconsin. Hepburn outside left. Takes it to the top of the circle. Going to Steven Crowell. Bounce past the wall. Tyler walked with the ball. Yep. Shuffled working against Deshaun Corbett as we have the under four media timeout. Hey, Badger fans, if you're looking for the perfect in-game meal, choose a Brew Pub Pizza loaded with quality meat and veggie toppings, then bombarded with over half a pound of award-winning Wisconsin mozzarella cheese. Brew Pub Lots of Mozza Pizzas are a proud partner of Badger Athletics and are available in your grocer's freezer. 3:42 left of the first half, Wisconsin 28, Chicago State 21. This is Badger basketball from Learfield.
Life's better with an auto policy from American Family Insurance. No matter what dreams you're driving towards. That's because our expert agents will make you feel totally protected with the right auto coverage at the right price. You'll also save up to 23% when you bundle auto with home. American Family Insurance. Get a quote, find an agent at AmFam.com.
Products not available in every state. Visit AmFam.com to learn how discounts may apply to you. American Family Mutual Insurance Company, S.I. and its operating company, 6000 American Parkway, Madison, Wisconsin.
Hey, Siri, what's a shouse?
That's okay, Siri. I got this. A shouse is a building with the secure storage of a clary shed and the living space of a house. Combine the two and you get a shouse. We have so many options to create your very own shouse. Design your custom layout and choose from beautiful color and accessory options, all bundled with the industry-leading quality and warranty you expect from Clary. Visit ClaryBuilding.com today.
How do you master the game of basketball? With ingenuity. By creating new opportunities to turn post-ups into layups, spin moves into easy steals, press breaks into fast breaks. At UW Health, we use the same ingenuity to treat injuries. We build a team of the greatest minds in sports medicine, constantly innovating for the future of sports treatment. As the Badgers' official team doctors, we're dedicated to delivering advanced care every day so any athlete can stay on their A game. UW Health. Remarkable.
Looking for bigger, bolder, better yields? FS Envision Seed Corn and FS High Soy Soybeans are here to change the game. Our seed products deliver winning results every single time. Reach out to your local FS dealer or visit FSC.com to learn more. 28-21, Wisconsin leads Chicago State. 3:42 left in the first half. The Cougars now with a rebounding edge. They're hitting. They're missing a lot of shots. I get that, but they have 6 offensive rebounds right now.
Yeah, they're being, again, that aggression has turned from like wild abandon into something that's controlled, and by doing so, they've narrowed that lead down for Wisconsin. This next almost 4 minutes. Really crucial. Wisconsin has to press hard and open this back up.
With the ball is Kendrick Green. Brings it to the front court for Chicago State. Drives on Hepburn right of the lane. Pushed it up and in. And it's what they do. They drive the ball, and the Cougars are within 5. 28-23 Wisconsin. 3:25 left in the first half. Max Klesman up top. Whips it to Storr. Goes inside. Caught by Crowell. Back out to Max. Gets it to Storr as they work it to Crowell again. Left of the lane. Backing on Cardet. Playing with 2 fouls. Crowell goes up right hand. Missed it short. Got his own rebound. Back up and in. Crowell with 6 and the lead is 7 for Wisconsin.
Every big for Chicago State has 2 fouls. They cannot afford to foul him.
Cardet. One of those with 2 fouls. Starts the offense, throwing to Green high on the right. Hepburn defends. A pass for Corbett. Top of the circle. Checked by Wall. A hand off to Green. Green left of the circle. Bounce pass for Davis. Flicked away by Crowell. Got it back. Driving is Green. Goes up. Missed badly. Corbett the rebound. Low on the left. It falls off the rim. No good. Chucky Hepburn digs out the rebound. Hepburn at the top of the circle. Driving on Cardet. Throwing to Storr. Measures a 3. Left corner. Nailed it. A.J. Storr with 20 points in the first half. By 8, his best as a Badger. He had a 20-point half last season against Providence when he was at St. John's. 33-23 Wisconsin, 2:15 left of the break. Green throwing it, Cameron Jernigan, top of the circle. They're daring him to shoot it. He will. He'll miss short. Crowell the rebound. Here comes Hepburn. Storr to his left. Chucky Eurostep down the lane. Goes up. Basket interference. Count it as Hepburn was sent to the floor hard as well. And Chucky is okay with a smile on his face. That makes everybody feel better. As Hepburn gets his first 2 points of the night, and it's back to a 12-point lead for the Badgers.
Last 3 possessions for Wisconsin, doing a phenomenal job defensively. Everybody's helping. Everybody's crashing the glass. And, man, are they advancing the ball quickly down the floor.
Badgers are 13 of 24 from the field. Wesley Cardet going right side for Brent Davis. High on the right, feeds Crawford at the top of the arc. A handoff to Deshaun Jean Charles, left of the circle. It is pass intended for Cardet, poked away by Klesman. Here comes A.J. Storr, down the lane, runs it up. No, Klesman the follow, that won't go. Rebound, Deshaun Corbett. Now Crawford to the front court for Chicago State. A little stop and go move, spinning, shooting, hitting with the right hand.
Ooh, that's control little play right
Big
there.
Big time. 35-25 Wisconsin, 1:30 left till halftime. Hepburn to the front court for Wisconsin. Hepburn throwing to Stephen Crowell between the arcs. Crowell kills the dribble, throws to Chucky, driving on Crawford, slips it into Wall, low on the left, up and in. What a pass. And to Tyler Wall for the finish. 37-25 Wisconsin. What vision.
That vision was unbelievable because most guys would get panicked right there and probably travel with the ball, but nice dump off by Chucky.
Leslie Cardet, high on the right, 1 minute left in the half, 37-25 Wisconsin. Crawford, top of the circle, fakes the handoff to Cardet. He'll throw it to Cardet as Klesman digging in defensively. Shot clock is at 5. Cardet left of the lane, throws it up in traffic, missed it, rebound Hepburn. And Chucky will take it right side of the front court for Wisconsin with 40 seconds left of the half. Hepburn on the dribble, crossing over in the lane, pivots, low on the left, and he gets fouled. He's looking to wheel and deal right now. Hepburn will go to the free throw line. The Badgers are in the double bonus.
I don't know if it's the extra bounce in his hair tonight, but that little extra move right there, it's got Chicago State defenders buying every little fake he's got.
Yeah, Brent Davis guilty of the foul. That is his second. Chucky Hepburn with 2 points, 3 rebounds, 4 assists already. The first free throw is good for Hepburn.
And I joke about his hair and those moves, but really, if a young player is watching this kind of game, the ability for his look off, his extra fake to that pass, man, he's just doing all the right things.
He really is. Second free throw off the mark. Chicago State clears the board. 30 to play, 25 to shoot. 38-25 Wisconsin. Wesley Cardet, just 2 of 13 is Cardet in this first half. As Klesman measures him defensively. Shot clock is down to 10. Game clock at 15 seconds. Cardet inching forward. Takes the left of the circle. Picked up by Wall. Five to shoot. Cardet barreling. Left lane line. Throws it up high off the glass. Around it out. No good. Rebound Wall. 4 seconds left in the half. Tyler with two. Tyler with one. Here's Klesmith. Throws it up. Counts if it goes. Oh. It's off the glass and rim. No good. Ooh, almost a highlight and a half right there.
Oh, man. That defense was actually the key for that little turn. You know how we saw it come down about 7 points, and the defense went back to work and helped each other out and expanded that lead again back to 13.
Officials over at the scorer's table right now with the teams going into the locker room as we hit the end of the first half of play. Badgers have led by as many as 15. They take a 13-point lead into the locker room at halftime. Wisconsin Department of Transportation reminds you to always drive sober. Zero in Wisconsin. Together we can save lives. Learn more at zeroinwisconsin.gov. At the half, Wisconsin 38, Chicago State 25. We're back with a halftime report presented by Culver's. This is Badger Basketball from Learfield.
Happy holidays from WFHR. With this song that we sing, we hope to bring happiness to your heart. And for the new year, we wish for you the best. Merry Christmas to you from WFHR.
To the problem was remove people from the scene and help them feel safer.
In response to attacks against Asian Americans, Maddie Park raised over $250,000 to donate cab rides to the Asian community.
There is so much more work to be done. We really need to come together and tackle this issue as a community.
Support the Asian community. Learn how at lovehasnolabels.com. Brought to you by Love Has No Labels and the Ad Council.
Halftime at the Kohl Center, Wisconsin 38, Chicago State 25. A.J. Storr with 20 points in the first half, 8 of 13 from the floor, 2 of 3 from the arc, 2 of 2 at the free throw line. Tyler Wall with 7 points, Stephen Crow 6 points, 4 rebounds, 2 assists. Chucky Hepburn, 3 points, 3 rebounds, 4 assists, no turnovers. And also tonight, Carter Gilmore with 2 in the first half. Noble Crawford has 7 to lead the way for Chicago State. Wesley Cardet has 6, but just 2 of 14 from the field. Deshaun Corbett also with 6. 2 apiece for Cameron Jernigan, DeShondre Cole, and Kendrick Green. Halftime in Madison. Wisconsin 38, Chicago State 25. Coming up, our halftime chat presented by American Family Insurance. This is Badger Basketball from Learfield.
Are you seeking a better career? Rail Transport offers truck drivers a variety of driving jobs earning top wages. No CDL? No problem. Get paid to get your CDL with Rail's on-the-job paid training program. We're also seeking top talent for driver and customer support positions. To see all the career opportunities at Rail and how you can take home more and be home more, visit rail.jobs. That's rail.jobs. Rail Transport is a proud sponsor of the Badgers.
SeatGeek's the ticketing app for fans like the sideline shot caller.
Come on, boys, pick up the pace!
SeatGeek got him a great deal on seats right near the action, so when he yells,
"What are you doing? Block him!"
he can be absolutely sure the players heard him. SeatGeek handles the tickets to sports, concerts, and more, so fans can fan.
If you've got the right tools and the friendly people at U.S. Bank in your corner, making smarter money choices is a piece of cake. If only our tools and helpful advisors could have helped you avoid some of those not-so-smart choices in life. Like that time you tried to pick up unicycling.
Whoa, coming through!
Or when you thought it'd be okay to pet that squirrel in the park.
Good squirrel.
While we can't help you with all that, we can help you bank smartly at usbank.com/smartertogether. Member FDIC.
Finding the right gift is getting tougher than ever. And who's got the time?
That's why more people are shopping online every year. But where do you start? How about the taste of the holidays? Usinger's famous sausage. If you've ever received a Usinger gift box, you know exactly what I'm talking about. They ship anywhere in the continental U.S., and they come in a variety of prices and styles. Go ahead, be a holiday hero, the one who sends the perfect gift. Visit Usinger.com. That's Usinger.com or Google Milwaukee's famous sausage.
I'm Sawyer.
And I'm Shannon.
Together, we're Twin Stunts, the only twin motorcycle freestyle show in the world.
We are born and raised in Wisconsin, so we want all our fellow cheeseheads to know that even though we clutch it up, hit 12, and drift in our show, we would never do it on the open road. And there's another thing we would never do on the road. Drive drunk. Drive sober or get pulled over. Together, we can save lives. Learn more at zeroinwisconsin.gov. Wisconsin DOT.
It's time for the Make the Holidays Bright sales event at your local Ford dealer. Get special offers on our adventure-ready Ford SUVs or on our great selection of Ford trucks. Choose from a large inventory of Ford vehicles equipped with technology, space, and flexibility for any season. And let Ford make the holidays bright, bringing everyone together. Visit your local Ford dealer today during the Make the Holidays Bright sales event.
This copyrighted broadcast is an exclusive presentation of Learfield under the broadcasting rights granted by the University of Wisconsin. Reuse of this presentation is prohibited without the expressed written consent of the university and Learfield. Announcers are provided by Learfield and approved by the university.
Halftime, Wisconsin 38, Chicago State 25, paint points 22-14, Charlie, in favor of Wisconsin. But the 14 coming kind of fairly late in the half from Chicago State, they were able to get some things done as this half was moving along.
It was about 8 minutes to about 3 minutes, about a five-minute little run where they just kept pounding the inside. And I think that difference in how they got those points was because Wisconsin wasn't pinching, right? We were talking about that earlier on. As they're coming down the lane line, you cannot let them go unfettered. They're too quick, too long, and too athletic. So you got to be able to pinch that here, and that's what they did. That last 3 minutes, they took every one of those things away. They made them shoot really awkward shots. Instant points for Wisconsin.
And while fans are watching this game, either in person or however they're taking it in, they continue to marvel at AJ Storr. You said it perfectly. He's got, it seems like he's, you know, picking things up on the defensive end, but he knows what gear to be in too at the offensive end, doesn't he?
And that's a special player when you can play at different speeds and make it look like you're gliding. That's why we say when he's gliding, that's what it is. You have aggressive pieces, you've got light pieces. It's all really fun to watch that come together for him. And the other part, I know we're talking about the offense because he scored 20. His defense, I think that's probably, and that's true to my heart, but he has really made a huge leap from game one. Now here, just in the last preseason game, he's doing an exceptional job on the defensive end. There were multiple opportunities he came weak side, helped, or made the guy make an awkward shot because he just jumped up and made somebody do something different. So I think he's excelling at so many different spaces.
All right, Badgers lead 38-25 at the half. More of our halftime chat presented by American Family Insurance is coming up. This is Badger basketball from Learfield.
If you've got the right tools and the friendly people at U.S. Bank in your corner, making smarter money choices is a piece of cake. If only our tools and helpful advisors could have helped you avoid some of those not-so-smart choices in life. Like that time you tried to pick up unicycling.
Whoa, coming through!
Or when you thought it'd be okay to pet that squirrel in the park.
Good squirrel.
While we can't help you with all that, we can help you bank smartly at usbank.com/smartertogether. Member FDIC.
Any team can be conquered with the right playbook. It takes human ingenuity to craft and adapt the plays that will defeat even the strongest opponents. The moves that dominate on the field, the court, the ice. And cancer treatment is no different. That's why UW Health Carbone Cancer Center uses ingenuity to combat complex cancers. As the number one cancer hospital in Wisconsin, we're proud to write the playbook on fighting cancer, so you always have the number one team in your corner. UW Health. Remarkable.
We believe in education. We believe in public schools. At WEA Member Benefits, we believe in helping Wisconsin public school employees and their families achieve their financial goals by providing personal insurance, retirement and investment, and financial planning programs that are designed specifically for the education community. WEABenefits.com. That's WEABenefits.com. WEA Member Benefits is a proud partner of Wisconsin Athletics.
If there's anything more stressful for me than holiday shopping, it's last-minute holiday shopping. That's why I'm so glad I went to Kohl's. I found great gifts at great prices, like stocking stuffers starting at $3.99 and beauty faves for $25 and under. And with a 20% coupon, I got gorgeous silver jewelry under $20, plus I earned Kohl's cash. So if you want less stress and more savings, even at the last minute, you know where to go. Select styles. Beauty coupons do not apply. 20% offer ends September 24th. Some exclusions apply. See store or Kohl's.com for details.
38-25, Wisconsin leads Chicago State at the half. Checking some other scores in the top 25. Marquette took down Georgetown rather easily, 81-51. Game worth watching, though. Keep tabs on, Charlie, at the half. Number two, Kansas trailing Yale, 33-32. What do you got on that?
I don't know. I didn't see that coming at all. Kansas, very talented, like Arizona, extremely deep at every single position. And you know what?